Nail Barghouti greets friends and family he has not seen in 33 years. Some he has never seen before. Others, like his parents, are not here. They died while he was in jail. Khobar's 5,000 residents are close-knit. Most have a relative in an Israeli prison. The mood is festive, but Barghouti says he is not celebrating.
I do not feel completely free, because complete freedom means releasing the other people inside the prisons. It means an end to restrictions on the West Bank and Gaza. Until now, this has not happened.
Barghouti is a member of Hamas, which traded Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit for 1,027 Palestinian prisoners. The release included prisoners from rival groups such as Fatah. This has raised hopes of a Palestinian reconciliation, as Hamas and Fatah have been feuding over Palestinians' future course. Many hope the prisoner exchange will also boost the stalled Middle East peace talks. Barghouti does not think so.
I think the confrontation will change if the other side changes. We have not seen the other side change.
Many fear some freed militants will resume their attacks. Others say this will not happen. Barghouti says only that he does not plan to jump into any ventures in the near future. Scott Bob, VOA News, Khobar, West Bank.